Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for coming today as we enter into episode 319 of Optimal Living Advice. I'm Greg Audino, your host of the show, here with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to answer any questions about life that you're struggling with. And today's is an important one. We're going to be taking a question about anger, something that hasn't come up too much, but again, is really important nonetheless, both to understand and show compassion towards, right? Compassion that still needs to coexist with our own health. It can be pretty complex stuff. So let's talk about it as we optimize your life. My husband, while very loving, is a man who struggles with anger management. Personally, I'm happy in our marriage and have never felt as though he's put me in physical or even emotional danger. A lot of his outbursts are towards the world in general, the news, traffic, things like that that pop up every day. I worry about him. This follows him around, and worst of all, he seems to think he doesn't have any choice in the matter. He feels powerless to all of it when he's calm and we can talk about it, but if he's in one of his moods, it's hard to bring him down. I don't know what kind of road he's going down, and while I want to give him his space, I also want to be sure I'm helping in any way I can. Is there any way that you can help me do something for him, even if it's just helping me understand his anger a little bit better? Okay, and thank you so much, Asker, for sending this in and showing concern for your husband. Needless to say, I'm really happy that you feel safe in the relationship, and thank you a lot for going out of your way to mention that. The fact that this hasn't spilled over so drastically into your marriage is really wonderful, though it is still very natural for you to be worried about your husband, and surely if this does escalate enough, if it hasn't already, you know, you might end up feeling as though you need to walk on eggshells or manage your husband's reactions to things, which are some of a few unhealthy yet very common side effects if anger goes, you know, unchecked in a marriage. But above all, we want to make sure you're still able to bring you to this marriage rather than a watered-down version of you that's just trying to get by while desperately balancing your husband's rage and your ability to express yourself. And right now, it seems like what you want to express is your own concern for your husband. And right now, it seems like what you want to express is your concern for your husband, as well as your desire to care for him in whatever way that you can. So let's talk about what part you can play to help or understand him, a part that exists somewhere between you being a martyr and you turning yourself off and turning your true self into a passenger within this marriage. And I think we can start by talking about anger, as you asked about. There's nothing wrong or unnatural about anger. No, you know, it's not ideal for those overtaken by it, nor is it ideal for those who are subject to it, like yourself, but that doesn't take away from its legitimacy. There's a lot of anger in this world right now, anger that is very fashionable to just let hang out, and it seems to compound upon itself because we get angry at anger. You know, we vilify it, which doesn't really help anything. So, first and foremost, I think let's all agree to not be mad at anger. Anger is simply a secondary emotion in that it's a response to an initial feeling of threat, right? So, for us to sympathize with our own anger or the anger of others, it's really crucial to consider where that sense of threat is coming from. Are we angry about traffic, like you said, because we have a deeper fear of time? Maybe we don't feel secure when we're running late to things, ultimately worried that we'll upset someone or lose our job or miss out on an experience that we're attached to having. Or, you know, maybe we're angry at traffic because we believe it stems from incompetence in someone on the road, similar to the incompetence that maybe we've been ridiculed for our whole lives and thus has become the part of ourselves and therefore in others that we hate. So you could imagine how many examples and possibilities might come with this. But ultimately, if we're going to heal from anger ourselves or help someone else on their road to healing, or at least try to understand anger, this is what's at the core of it. What lack of safety is causing this anger, and which of our values or needs is perceived to be threatened, leading to that lack of safety? Your husband doesn't think he has a choice in the matter. He's right, unless he does this type of questioning and investigating. Those who do are those who find that they do have a choice when it comes to anger. So, with that being said, this is more of your husband's journey, obviously. Even though you are his loving and caring wife, it's important for you to have strong boundaries with yourself, strong enough boundaries that you don't go and try to fix this whole thing for him. You can help him between the cracks, though. You can provide a safe space for him to explore what's underneath his anger. You can show him patience and compassion while remaining vigilant and keeping his anger on the right side of your own well-being. And as someone who knows him perhaps better than anybody, you can also ask yourself some of the same questions that he should ask himself. What is he really afraid of, do you think? What's underneath this? Even if you can't pinpoint it exactly, consider maybe what he's expressed fear of in casual conversation, and see if you can maybe connect the dots between that and some of his outbursts that seem to just happen out of nowhere. And if so, you can make him feel safe within those needs of his. So we'll go back to that example of incompetence for a second, feeling as though that threatens his sense of security and hating it in others too. While not dismissing his feelings, you can show him love when he feels he's done something wrong in a way that makes him feel incompetent. You can forgive the moments of incompetence in yourself and others and put that forgiveness on display. You can acknowledge the gifts that might come from moments of incompetence or the outside variables that might cause incompetence. You can slowly and creatively create a newer, more loving impression and response to incompetence within your own belief system, of course. So this means setting an example for him in a way that he doesn't feel threatened or in trouble. That can go a really long way for him. And if you two happen to share a lot of the same fears, it might just provide a great opportunity for you to grow as well. And a big thank you once again to the asker today for sending in this wonderful question. Certainly, I hope that you took something from what I said, but you know, it should also be said that anger can be a very deep and volatile and misunderstood issue. So proceeding with caution is highly important, and professional help is surely the best approach if your husband asker is open to it. But that doesn't mean you can't put to use some of what we've talked about today. Again, and I can't stress this enough, in a way that is not silencing you, not putting your needs to the side, or allowing unsafe aggression for either one of you. For anyone else who's curious about sending a question in, please go ahead and do so. Feel free to email me at advice@oldpodcast.com with whatever is on your mind. I'd be more than happy to take a look for you and do my best to offer support and guidance, even in this hectic time of year. So don't be shy. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Good luck out there this week, and I'll talk to you again on Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.